York went up like a bonfire set from within. Ana Belén Montes is sometimes called the most important spy you've never heard of. Her relative obscurity is mostly a fluke of timing. When the FBI finally arrested her, the nation was still shell-shocked from the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That very week, President George W. Bush threatened an imminent attack on Afghanistan, the stock market ended its worst week in 68 years, and fresh details emerged on the flight training the 9/11 hijackers received while living among us. In that environment, news that a senior Pentagon analyst had been charged as a Cuban spy mostly elicited a shrug. The New York Times played the story the following day on page A7. NBC Nightly News and The Today Show didn't assign stories at all. For most Americans, the headlines came and went. But now that Montes has pleaded guilty, completed her sentence, and is scheduled to be freed from federal prison in January 2023, her astounding story raises fresh questions. How did a well-educated daughter of a U.S. military officer betray her country and pull off her magician's act for so long? What white lies did investigators tell to protect sources as they brought Ana to justice? What classified secrets did Montes divulge? Why has no one ever dared reveal the story of the stubborn National Security Agency analyst who risked her career to find the spy she knew was passing secrets to the enemy? The unsung federal worker who escaped Cuba with her family when she was just a girl, later was humiliated and threatened with arrest for her actions to expose Castro's top spy. Finally, why did Ana spy? Yes, she suffered years of abuse at the hands of her domineering and violent father, a Freudian psychoanalyst of all things, leading the CIA in a secret psychological profile to conclude that Ana's childhood, quote, solidified her desire to retaliate against authoritarian figures. But motivations are rarely that clean, that trite. What cocktail of resentment, narcissism, and insecurity would convince someone to deliberately choose a life of endless betrayal and double dealing? Spying, it turns out, is a lot more born than bond. It's a lonely, tortured mess of a life. Yes, Ana donned wigs and used fake passports to travel to exotic locations, had affairs, learned to defeat polygraphs, and talk to Havana through ciphers and cutouts and high-frequency radio blasts. She even kept distress codes on water-soluble, disappearing paper. It all sounds exciting, even romantic, until you learn that her handlers would go completely dark when they sensed danger. Ana often had no one to talk to, and the Cubans were not too keen on letting her ditch the spy game to start a family. No wonder Montes experienced crying spells and panic attacks, began showering